From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for September 17, 2013. While Hurricane Ingrid has been a terrible, destructive house guest in eastern Mexico, Texas winter garden growers would have probably welcomed her with open arms. Most years, hurricanes and tropical storms are a mixed blessing to South Texas. But this year, with reservoirs critically low, a heavy rain could have made a big difference. Tuesday, I asked Dr. Larry Stein, AgriLife Extension Horticulturist, Uvalde, for an overview of the situation there.
We actually got a little bit. I mean, it's been spotty showers, and it's more so to the south of Uvalde and west of San Antonio. There's been some pretty good rain, and so we're hopeful that we'll get some more later in the week.
What is the, I know the reservoirs are low, but how low are they?
Well, I mean, the rivers, a lot of the rivers have stopped running. Medina Lake, it's nothing but a puddle. Amistad is way down. We expect Amistad to catch a little water maybe out of this, but I mean, the rivers and reservoirs are way down. Edwards Aquifer still has pretty good water, stage 3 for some folks, stage 5 for other folks, depending on where you're at. So that's a challenge. And then we have, you know, people pumping out of the Carrizo Sands, and that seems to be holding okay. And there's a few wells still in the Buda strata, which is doing okay. So, I mean, as far as the outlook, I mean, it's not good, but it looks like we're going to have water to plant some crops. There has been cabbage that was planted starting back in late July. Kind of cool off of the weather is helping it. We're okay, but we need help.
This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.